today's question is on classes for the central nervous system. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today we're in one of my favorite places, Thixon's Woods. It's a truly magical forest in Whitby, Ontario. And I have a question for you today, and I'm sorry I don't have who it's from or where it came from in my message. It might come towards the end. I'll let you know. And it says, Dear Melissa, thank you for this lesson. It helped me release a lot of tension. Could you suggest to me any more lessons that works on the central nervous system? My tension, my thoughts and emotions is mostly strong in my head and even my face. Thank you again. So because your central nervous system is located mostly through your spine, runs through mostly through your spine, I would recommend any classes that relate to your spine as a way to release tension through your central nervous system. So a great pose for this is cat pose. And I think I thought I was probably going to be on a yoga mat. So that's the one when you got onto all fours on your hands and knees and you round through your spine and arch through your spine. Maybe we'll post some pictures of cat pose in this blog post in the show notes. And then for classes I'm going to post in the show notes as well. Try Namaste Yoga 14 on releasing spinal tension, which will also help to release your thoughts and emotions. In the beginner's series, there is a class on twists, which is great for releasing tension and will work on your central nervous system as well. Namaste Yoga number 126 has a spinal energy series in it, which is fantastic for your spine and your central nervous system. Namaste Yoga 123 focuses on cat pose, which is just delicious for your central nervous system. And Namaste Yoga 192, the benefits of yoga, is yoga for stress. And this episode focuses a lot on stress relief. And since I wrote up this blog post, we filmed Namaste Yoga 201, which was specifically for the nervous system. So this should give you a lot of classes to work with. And the reason why I don't have the name is because this is from somebody on YouTube and I have a username. So I hope this helps. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up and leave your comments below. Thanks for your questions.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.